In the last 15 days, Tampa Bay has practiced three times. Three! And we're 29-0, a last minute or second touchdown. There are not words for this. This is so bad, so confusing, so discombobulated. My God, if I'm Mike McCaskey, I'm jumping out of my skin right now. We multi-billion dollar team in a multi-zillion dollar operation called the NFL, and we're the footing and the foundation of this league. And look at what we put out there. I know those kids are trying hard, but I'm going to tell you what.
No, they're not.
We got some discombobulated, dumbass coaches.
That is Ed Obradovich from yesterday.
Oh, they were good.
Hamp and OB with Kaz show right after the Bears game. And I got to just tell you something. I'm listening to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Or listening to that show. And OB, God bless you. Thank you for screaming the truth. Thank you for making me feel better as a Bears fan, because I didn't know what to do. Can I just tell you a real quick story? So yesterday I was out in the morning. I decided to go play a little golf with some friends, and I ran into OB a couple of weeks ago, right, at the same place we were playing. I was playing with the same guys, and one of my guys, who's pretty successful guy in this business, was with me, and he was deciding to he was gonna make a little wager with some other guys on the game. So he's calling in, and I talked to him. He goes, "I'm gonna stay away. I'm going to stay away from the Bears game. Just going to stay away from it." I go,
"Well, he wanted to bet for them? Is that what
you're saying?" No, he wanted to bet. He wasn't sure where he was.
Okay.
So I talked him into it. I'm like, you know, the Bears, here's the thing, that they've only practiced exactly what OB just said.
Yeah.
They only have practiced three times at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been displaced from their homes. Their families are displaced. Mike Glennon is going back. He's got to have a chance to show off what he can really do against a defense that he knows and understands.
Sure.
I said, and it was a 7-point spread. I said, you know what? I would take the 7 and take the Bears. And then about 5 minutes into the game, it was 23-0, and my friend hit me. I mean, he literally hit me, because as soon as I went up 23-0, he like slammed me. He goes, "What are you doing to me?"
It's your fault. You had hope.
OB,
I did too.
OB,
I'm here.
I'm never gonna do that again. I'm never going to suggest anybody bet on the Bears again unless the spread is 105 points.
But after the way they played in week one, you had hope, right?
Are you speaking to me, Anna?
Yes. Go ahead. All you.
No.
You didn't have hope.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was really looking forward to this team with the coaching staff putting a hell of a game plan together, going down there, and what I thought would be taking care of an advantage, a situation, unfortunately, but that's the way things go. And the way they played the week before, I know they ran out of gas a little bit in that first game, not in shape, but I thought that one game under them, they'd go down there, and we needed this win because we got Pittsburgh and Green Bay coming, and I'm telling you, there's a couple of nightmares coming here. Anyway, 29-7. Now, we look at what we do. We kind of really like to run the football with Howard, now even the new back, Cohen. But we can't even run the ball. We go down to Tampa Bay, to a team that hasn't even played a game, practice 3 days. 3 days! And the leading rusher was Cohen. He ran the ball 7 times for 13 yards for a 1.9-yard average. Now, backing him up was Howard. He had 9 attempts for 7 yards for a 0.8. And we are basically a running football team. Now, let's go to the passing end of the game.
Wait, hold on. Kevin, would you read your statistic, please?
Yeah, OB, not sure if you heard this one. Third time, just the third time since 1980, they've rushed for 20 yards or less in a game. Just the third time.
Oh, I thought we set an intergalactical record.
37 years. It's only 37 years. Don't worry about it.
Oh. So you move into the other side of the game on offense, passing. Okay, we have 6 wideouts, okay?
You do?
And they're paid to do one thing, get separation, and catch the football, all
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Our number one receiver is Cohen. He was targeted 9 times for 8 yards. He had 8 receptions. He was targeted 9 times for 55 yards. He's a running back.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you go defensively, and you have and you see nothing but mistakes. I see nothing but mistakes. Offensively and defensively, especially defensively. You got Trevathan, a linebacker, is a pretty good football player. He makes 2 horrible penalties holding on critical situations. That, come on, he's a better football player than that, a smarter football player, but it happens. Here's the astonishing thing. Out of the top 6 tacklers on the Bears defense yesterday, 5 of them were defensive backs. Let me repeat that. 5 of them were defensive backs.
Meaning that the
defend against the passes. They were the leading tacklers on this Chicago Bear football team.
Right.
Now, guys, we have a problem. I can't blame all 53 players. I thought we would get everything together this week and we would come out offensively, especially with Cohen showing the way he did the first game, that they would put a game plan of him in a slot, put him in motion, put him and Howard in the backfield, flare him out in the screen, throw to him, get him free where you can hit him. We did none of that. Mm-hmm. We did none of that. The spot for that kid is in the slot. Because, boy, I'll tell you what, you put him in motion, he's going to create a lot of problems back there. They're going to have to change a lot of defenses on the fly, and we don't see any of that.
Yeah.
So, guys, you know what?
Yeah.
We can't blame the players. You can't blame the 53 players week after week. Who brought them in here? Pace, the scouts, the head coach, the position coaches, and the offensive and defensive coordinators. They brought these kids in here.
And yeah, I guess that's true.
We won 3 games last year. 3 games, guys.
All right, let me ask you a question. OB, I got to – let's just – Let's call this what it is, because I had him at 7-9, and I thought I was being fair, but optimistically fair. I don't see how they can win a football game. I watched the Cleveland game yesterday, and Cleveland actually moved the ball. Cleveland can actually move the football. Cleveland's defense actually tackled a few people. I mean, I think even against Cleveland, the other worst team in the NFL, we do not have a chance. And as you point out, this is a founding franchise of the National Football League.
My God.
We're a standard bearer, and you can't. And we're in the third largest market, and actually the second largest football market. I mean, L.A. does, despite the fact that L.A. has 2 teams now, they're literally playing, the Chargers are playing in a soccer stadium. I watched that whole thing. I wanted to see what was going on with Jay Cutler, who, by the way, I did not feel badly.
He won, didn't
yesterday.
He?
Yeah, won, but here's the thing. Jay Cutler didn't throw a pass. Threw like 2 or 3 passes, including one for a touchdown that was over 5 yards. I mean, it was, you know, it's the same, this sort of game management situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, and Miami's got some real players. He's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be Tom Brady. But Mitchell Trubisky might be, and now I'm starting to think if maybe you do wait on him. I'm going to go the other way here. Maybe you wait on this guy because you're going to put him out there where he could potentially, you know, you could do damage to him either physically or emotionally. I'm sorry, mentally. And it's like, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? What's going to happen? OB, what happened?
Yeah, well, OB, I want to ask you, because Kevin just played some sound about Glennon taking full responsibility for the loss. And then you heard Coach Fox say the opposite, saying, you know, hey, look, this was a team loss. This was not a Glennon loss. Not putting this all on Glennon, but didn't seem to want to say that he didn't play poorly.
Well, if you look at this whole situation, and it has to go back to the offseason, that's the reason why we are where we are. In free agency, they didn't want Cutler on this team anymore, okay? So he's gone. He's out of here. So they scoured the entire NFL looking for the best free agent quarterback. I mentioned this before on your show, but it's worth mentioning it again. And they looked at everybody, and they gave Mike Glennon a 45-plus million-dollar contract, $18.5 million guaranteed this year. And he was the guy that was going to take us into the future. Lo and behold, a few months later in the draft, what do? Number one draft choice, we need help everywhere on this team. What do we draft? We draft a quarterback. So my question would be to Pace, what the hell are you thinking about? You mean you go out in free agency and you say you found the best quarterback in the NFL, we get him here, we pay him a fortune, and the first thing you do in the draft when we need at least a dozen frontline players, and you trade up to get a quarterback who wasn't even ranked number one? Now, there's a problem here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot of problems here.
Yeah.
Well, OB, I guess I'm the big dumb one here. I thought these types of clunkers were in the rearview mirror. Like, I thought they would be respectable this year, kind of like what we saw in week one.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, absolutely correct. You're right.
And I was proven wrong very quickly. Week two, they throw up a clunker in Tampa Bay just like they did last year. I mean, what does that say about coaching to you, Opie? I mean, what do you make of these sorts of disastrous games that we've seen over the past few years now?
Well, you just go back to training camp. You go to pre-training camp. You know, and I've said this a million times, and here's a team that won three games last year, and they go into the exhibition season, which they should have been in pretty damn good shape. And there's another shape. You got to play. It's called playing shape. You get into it's a wholly different thing. When you get out there and play, I mean, it's really different than running and lifting weights and all that. And we don't play anybody. We don't play anybody. I think you're going to see Trubisky come in. And I think the reason why he actually didn't come in the first game or didn't come in this game is because of what Pace did, okay, about getting Glennon, going out of his way to get him in here. And if they'd have pulled him the first quarter or the first half of the opening game, all hell would have broke loose. Pace and our great, great head coach, these guys would have been made fools out of in the National Football League. You mean to tell me you had a kid paying him $18.5 million, you went out and found him, and he plays a quarter or a half, and you bench him, and you bring in Trubisky? So they couldn't do that. They had to play Cohen. They had to play Cohen yesterday. I mean, excuse me, not Cohen.
Glennon.
Yeah, they had to play Glennon.
He's the exact opposite.
And they had to play Glennon this week. Now, what's going to happen?
They're going to play Glennon this week, you think, for sure? Well, obviously, he said he's going to do it.
He said that, but that doesn't necessarily mean it, does it? Would they say it?
I think he's going to do it. I mean, I think he's going to do it because the only time he's going to bring in – I think he brings in Trubisky, it'll be so bad. They're going to go 0-4 here in a spectacular way.
Unbelievable.
And then we're going to have to play the, oh, God, please don't let him go 0-5 song again. And
it's a great song, but I don't like the fact that we have to play it.
We're going to have to play it. And then it's, the pressure's going to be on him because I think if he goes 0-5, don't the Bears have to make a move on John Fox?
Well, I'll tell you what. You had Glennon the first week. You got Glennon yesterday. This is the third game. They'll probably start Glennon. But I believe you might see Trubisky. I don't know if he's going to start this week, but if things go bad, which there's a chance, good chance that they will. I truly believe you're going to see Trubisky come in.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why didn't they bring him in when it was 29-0 yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I thought we would see him.
I mean, you'd see him at least in the back half of the fourth quarter because it, you know, just get some reps.
Why didn't they bring him in there? They didn't want to get him killed.
Right, all right. See, that's my only fear.
A lot of injuries to that offensive line.
Oh, my God. And now you got sitting out. Potentially.
Compton was hurt. Cody Whitehair was forced to play three positions yesterday.
Which
may have been the lone bright spot to see Whitehair actually play. How impressive was that, OB, to see a second-year guy play three positions on the offensive line in one game?
Well.
I mean, under tough circumstances, still, regardless,
exactly
still impressive.
What happens, boy. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Don't you think about the last 3 years, five wins, last year three. Wouldn't you think in 3 years with Pace and Fox that they could find a way of being in the game of football all these years scouting, et cetera, coaching, being position coaches, now head coach, and now a general manager, 3 years. Wouldn't you think after losing, I mean, only winning five games 3 years ago, wouldn't you think we would improve? What the hell do? We win three games. Now
it's going the wrong way, OB, I think is your point.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Where's the improvement?
I don't know.
And what you're paid to do, general manager, head coach? The name of this game is not to win a game. My God, there's only 16 games, and you got to go after every one like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you don't understand it, get out of the game.
OB, we're going to go now. I don't know what else to say. This is just. It's depressing because I got to figure out a team. I got to figure out a team to pull me through. Ohio State's already lost a game.
Just watch the Patriots and Tom Brady.
I hate the Patriots.
I know you don't like them, but I think it's time you have to turn a corner and like Tom Brady.
Anna, just do one thing.
Yeah.
Just remember what I told you here today.
What's that?
Our leading rusher, and we're a rushing team, was Cohen. 13 yards, followed up by Howard. All right?
And Howard is the number
Howard
one.
Howard had 7 yards. Yeah. 1.9 for Cohen, 0.8. And our top receiver is Cohen. He just happens to be a running back that's a rookie. Flip it on the other side. Our top six defensive tacklers, five of them were defensive backs.
Yeah.
That's not a good setup.
That wasn't good.
In itself.
All right. That's enough of this. I got to go.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Appreciate
OB.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Good day.
Bye. It is a great show. It makes you feel better.
It does. It's therapy. It is.
Doesn't make me feel better.
Well, that's
maybe you should listen, Coach.
I do.
You'd love hearing those guys talk about you.
Pick up a thing or two.
Oh my God, it was bad. It was.
In every aspect, John Fox as the Bears head coach has yet to win in September.
Isn't that crazy?
0-8
under Fox. Start out.
You know what? I'm a slow starter.
That's right.
That's the way I look at it. By the time we get to December, I'll start winning. When nothing else counts.
Right. There's no chance.
Right. That's how I like that. That's good. And on a high note. That's what I say.
That's how you finish, Coach.
That's right. Yeah. It's not how you start.
Right.
All right. Violetta, don't you have the WGN traffic trouble spots?